You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. There's another school in Detroit that taught students about the events of 1967 this year. Quan Nellums teaches ninth grade social studies at the Frederick Douglass Academy for Young Men. The school is right down the street from that famous intersection where the rebellion began. Nellums is also head of the school's Lyricist Society, an after-school program that promotes cultural awareness, achievement, and literacy through hip-hop and digital media. And after learning about what happened in Detroit 50 years ago, some of his students wrote a song they titled D67. We talked to the song's creators, students Arkham Taylor and Mario Collins, and alum Michael Siebert. They said one thing that came out of learning about the 1967 uprising, rebellion, riot, was a conversation about what to call it.
Looking from the outside in, I guess you would look at it and say, oh, they're rioting. But it's also a phrase, what is it, no justice, no peace?
I also thought it was a rebellion because the way they treat us and stuff like that, we're tired of it. We're tired of being treated like we're nothing, like we don't mean anything, like we're just, I don't want to say trash, but like we're just material items just to be thrown around.
I feel like it wasn't a riot because a riot was just people doing stuff for no reason. Like they were trashing something for no reason. We were tired of being pushed around and act like we were nothing. We were just something that you see on the street and just pick it up and just throw it around like the way you want to. We're people too, we're humans too. We don't need to be treated like we're the bottom of the barrel. People got tired and decided that it was time that we fight. It's time that we show them that we're not gonna be pushed around. It's time that we be recognized for the people that we are. We're here to stay and we're not going anywhere.
My hands up, don't you shoot. I'm sorry to tell the truth because I'm black. That's why you stop me, man. You just being ruthless. See, my top is no more. I'm ready to explode. Wait a minute, there they go. Who is that? That's Big Four. Where they go? 12th Street, bro, to put my mans on that pole. Beat him till he out cold. Make him run and tell his bros what he do. Nothing, yo. They just seen him walking home. They just figure I'm black male. That's just doing something wrong. Why they stop him? Because he had his hoodie on all alone. Say he had a pistol on him, but it was just his tone.
My verse has parts of like Trayvon, Michael Brown, like stuff that's still going on today. Like the problems that we had back then and we still fighting today. Like, so nothing's changed.
Till we break. Kick a dog while he down, but at some point he gonna bite. How you walk around like it's nothing wrong, whole time ignoring our plight. Been clipping off our wings, dog, trying to hand our flight. And this time marching ain't an option, it's finally time that we fight, right?
The 67 riots, I'm very happy, you know, that they got to do research and find out about it. And that's something, you know, that they're gonna be able to tell, you know, little cousins and little sisters, little brothers and everything. That's information you should know, you know, if you stay in Detroit. Because you see the residual impact it has, you know, you can drive and see exactly what happened. You know, we can see the 67 riots today in 2017, you know, and that's crazy to me.
But it's about time, got to go to work, gonna pay these bills, right? Who gonna buy these meals, right? Being black might as well have a tax, because all we ever try to do is live, right? We still fight.
July 1967 was not just a riot or just a breakdown of law and order, as the media still call it. It was a righteous rising up against the police occupation army and against the injustice of white power governing a city becoming majority black. In other words, it was a rebellion, as most Detroit blacks called it at the time.
That was D67, a song written by students and an alum of Frederick Douglass Academy for Young Men. At the end of the song, you heard Grace Lee Boggs, an icon of black power and civil rights in Detroit. You can hear the full song and see the music video by going to michiganradio.org.